From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. The Davos World Economic Forum has got underway, and there's a lot of optimism about the world economy, but also some warnings of geopolitical risk. Well, to talk about it all, we're joined by Martin Arnold, our banking editor, who's in Davos and who's been speaking, among other people, to Andrei Kostin, the head of Russia's VTB. And Mr. Kostin, who is a key ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, had some pretty stark warnings about the risks of warfare with Europe. You've been donning your mountain boots, Martin, trudging through the snow to bring us this dispatch. Davos is this odd thing, happens every year. We're hearing, though, that the mood among the elite this year is upbeat. We had the IMF putting out particularly optimistic outlook on the world economy. Is that borne out by the people you've seen in your first day or so there?
I think everyone feels that the economic outlook globally is very positive and that the climate is as good as it's been for quite a while, perhaps even since before the financial crisis. However, I think underlying that, people are warning of the risks, not least the risks that the overexuberance of markets, the fact that stock markets are reaching all-time highs while volatility is at record lows. Several bank bosses have said to me that this reminds them very much of the 2006 environment and that the crisis can't be far away. So you do have some naysayers, but most people are pointing out that things are as good as they can remember them, having ever been for the major economies of the world and big business. But you also hear a lot of people warning about the geopolitical risks. And this morning I sat down with the chief executive of one of Russia's biggest banks, Andrei Kostin of VTB, who was warning about his fear that there could be more military clashes between Russia and NATO. And that's one area that you do hear people talking about. The other, of course, is North Korea. So geopolitical concerns are definitely on the agenda.
Well, let's hear now what Mr. Kostin did have to say. And of course, we should point out that we take these comments particularly seriously because Mr. Kostin, who heads one of Russia's biggest state-owned banks, is known to be particularly close to the Kremlin.
Any economic sanctions against institutions, I think, will be, personally, I'm always saying, like declaring a war. And I see no reason then why the ambassador, Russian ambassador, should stay in Washington any longer after that. Or American ambassador, swimming in the cold water in Moscow. I don't see the reason. I think that is a worse than Cold War situation. And I think that that is very dangerous. I think Americans are playing with fire because relationship is going from bad to worse. And we are not responsible for this. We think it's definitely about domestic American policy. My institution or myself can do nothing to prevent this because I am not doing anything wrong. You know, the bank could be punished for money laundering, for illegal trade, for violating any rules or anything, you know, law, legislation, and American law, but we did nothing wrong. We are going to be punished only because America thinks that Russian foreign policy is the wrong one.
But you clearly fear that there could be, as well as individual sanctions, there could be.
I don't really know, because there's no information at all. I've got no information through my sources, contact from my company in New York. We've got a small company, broker-dealer, or from anybody in the Russian government that there is a set of any economic sanctions. We only what leaking information. There was some comments of American former officials like Ambassador Fried and other. That's a very small drop of information.
What has been the impact of those sanctions for the past 4 years on Europe?
They had a limited impact, but I mean, for us, probably the worst is definitely the prevention of foreign investors to buy our new stocks. It means that we can't privatize our bank any further. We have now a 60% government stake. We could sell more, but this prevent now of for investors to buy more stocks. And it restricts us from
further privatization.
For privatization and capital market, which we use quite intensely. I think during my career, we raised about $14 billion of capital in the international markets. And now that's it. And also, of course, this 2 weeks limit of lending money to us also restricts us in some even everyday operations, but they up till now had quite limited, though they did have a negative effect, you know, and that's very unfortunate. But we continue to grow. Frankly speaking, I'm more concerned about the global world peace rather than the activity of...
What worries you the most in the global environment? Is it North Korea?
Because we have the growing threat of military conflicts and, you know, the militarization of Europe. Since the collapse of the communist system and the destruction of the Berlin Wall, I think Europe lived quite peacefully in a good neighborhood. And now I think what we see is we are at the beginning of a new arms race. NATO was asking more weapons. It's spreading, you know, more weapons in Europe. Russia will retaliate definitely with the same. So who will benefit from this? Only generals, you know, and those who produce arms and those who is in the army. I mean, they're asking for more and more budgets. And America's saying, Europeans, you should pay more for this. And who needs it? It's nonsense. And then a very dangerous...
Do you think there's a real risk of Europe and Russia coming to blows?
It is not. But just imagine, we have now so many incidents when NATO aircraft and Russian aircraft, you know, going neck to neck. Who knows? It could be just accident. Russian aircraft was shot by Turkish, for example. Maybe not on a bad intent, maybe accident, maybe I don't know, but it's going to happen. But there's so many arms and military equipment and people, I mean, close to each other, everything can happen. Maybe it will not lead to a nuclear war, but it's definitely kill further our relationship, you know. Who knows what's going to happen in Syria or even in Baltic Sea or even in Black Sea when we have now, you know, American military ships in the Black Sea. So who knows? I mean, the more arms you have, the more reason to believe that by accident could be explosion. You know?
It's a pretty terrifying prospect. And of course, it is. And of course, North Korea is a
North Korea major is a terrible thing. And America said, well, Russia is not cooperating. And why Russia should cooperate with America? What America did that Russia should cooperate with America? Sanctions. They impose sanctions, and we in reply, more cooperation. It sounds quite reasonable, right? They shouldn't expect it.
So, Martin, other than warnings of warfare, are there any other highlights that you're looking forward to for the rest of the week, either in terms of people coming to Davos or great events that are promised?
Well, of course, we're going to hear from Donald Trump probably at some point. And I think it'd be really interesting, given that this is the hotbed of free trade and the global elite, which is generally very much in favor of globalization. And Donald Trump, in many ways, stands for the exact opposite of that. So a lot of people here are talking about what is Trump going to say and how is he going to pitch his America First message to this bunch of global businessmen and people who believe in free trade.
This is a segment from the FT Banking Weekly podcast, which comes out every Tuesday and can be downloaded from all the usual podcast apps.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.